still basking in the glow of that Celtics championship. To talk more about that, John Corrales of Boston Sports Journal and the Locked On Celtics podcast joins us. Hello there, John.
Hello there. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, thanks. How did the parade go? What were the highlights for you?
Highlights were a lot of confetti. I thought Joe Mazzulla was great. It's so funny because he was like very reticent to celebrate and take credits and all of that stuff. And then the parade comes along and it's like, hey, Joe, let loose. And he just lets loose. And that was good to see. But just the joy just on everybody's face. I mean, there's Tatum and Brown, and you see how happy they really are to have won, what it means to win in Boston. You can see it on their faces. You can kind of see that connection they're making with the city. So I thought that was all really good. There's a million people in Boston just putting all their differences aside, enjoying the Boston Celtics, and, you know, for the most part, having a good, safe time out there that was just, enjoying a championship.
Absolutely. And you want to keep enjoying that and keep celebrating, but there's also business to take care of, starting tomorrow with the first round of the draft. Now, the Celtics obviously don't pick till the end, have just two picks in the draft. So what are they looking for, and are these guys who are destined to be Red Claws? Red Claws. I'm sorry, Maine Celtics. I'm dating myself
Maine
here.
Maine Celtics. That's right. Get that. They'll always be the Red Claws. so much so that it didn't even register that they are the main film. So I don't think they're going to make the pick at 30. I cannot see them doing that unless there's a draft and stash somewhere that they can just let the guy develop overseas. They do not want to bring anybody that makes guaranteed money in. There's somebody that is not going to crack the rotations. It's very rare for somebody to come in at the 30th overall pick and be an impact player on a team that just won a championship. So I expect them to trade out of that pick, if they can, and go from there. Because, look, it's guaranteed money. And if they make that pick, that player is going to get $2.5 million plus taxes on top of that. That's going to bring the total cost of that player up to $9 or $10 million. It's just not worth it. So. If anything, I would expect them to trade out, maybe make a couple of second-round picks, somebody that they can put on a two-way deal. And then, yes, they will be people that you can go enjoy at the with a Portland Expo Center there and get to know very well up in Maine, because that's where they will be destined to be.
Talking with John Corrales here on Downtown. Obviously, the goal is to do it all again next year with a similar group of players intact. It looks like they're going to try and maintain this roster, but it's tough. Nobody's done it in, 7 years since anybody's won back-to-back? What's the biggest obstacle to two titles in a row?
Well, there are a couple of things. I guess maybe the biggest one is the complacency that may come along with it. That big exhale of, we did it. And you get the short turnaround, so there's a tendency to, look, you're going to go on vacation. Maybe you're not going to work quite as hard, right? Like, let's just take Jaylen Brown, for example, not to single him out or accuse him of anything, but Jaylen took full responsibility for the failure against Miami 2 seasons ago, and it drove him last offseason. Now he wins a championship. Is he going to have that same level of drive for this season? And it's not, again, not a knock on Jaylen Brown at all, because he has been incredible every year in the offseason. But it's just a natural, like, I'm going to go celebrate. I'm happy. Things are great. Maybe you feel like you're pretty good where you are and you don't work as hard to add to your game, or you – on a night where you're working out and where in the past you would have said, okay, keep going. This time you say, okay, I've had enough. And it's those little tiny things that you may not even realize, but if everybody is kind of doing that, then it works against you because now you come into the season, you're feeling pretty good about yourself, and the other teams are all looking at Boston like, that's the cream of the crop. That's who we got to beat. Teams are starting to gear up and build their teams specifically to beat the Celtics. So that's the number one obstacle. It is hard to stay motivated year after year after year. Come back, do the work. After short off seasons, you know, you don't have the entire month of June to take off and then get to work in July. They're partying right now, and their July is already here. So that's a massive obstacle. Human nature is going to be their biggest enemy.
What kind of money are we looking at in a Jason Tatum extension?
$315 million for 5 years. Jason Tatum is going to get the richest contract ever until next year when Luka Doncic gets the richest contract ever. And then until the year after that when some other superstar gets the richest contract ever. And so on and so forth. Each year, as the salary cap goes up another 10%, as it will for the next foreseeable future, 5 years at least, there's going to be a cascading new richest deal of all time. So, he's going to get $315 million, and that's a lot of money. They're going to have $600 million committed to Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum over the life of those deals.
Lakers hired J.J. Redick. No coaching experience, obviously well-known guy, NBA experience. Cavaliers went the other direction, hiring Kenny Atkinson, who's been around, been a head coach before as well. Who do you think made the better hire?
Well, you know, it's hard to say. I think Atkinson is a really good coach, and I think he got a raw deal in Brooklyn. So I think that will immediately stand out as that's the better deal because he has the experience connecting with some of these players. He has some familiarity with the, you know, a couple of the guys, Jared Allen, especially, kind of knows how to communicate and get the most out of players. J.J. Redick, you know, right now I can't pick him, but who knows? In 3 years, he might be, you know, the best coach in the league, or he might be fired. We just don't know. He's clearly a smart guy. You know, listening to him talk on the few podcasts that he's done, he's brilliant when it comes to basketball. But at this level, everybody's brilliant, and that's the thing. It's just like the worst player in the league, player number 500, is a brilliant basketball player who can walk into any gym outside of the NBA and look like Michael Jordan. Every coach at this level, even the guys that get fired, even you know, Adrian Griffin, who fell apart quickly in Milwaukee, that guy's brilliant when it comes to basketball. It's just the personal relationships, the ability to adjust, how do you handle the adversity, that intangible stuff is going to be the difference for J.J. Redick. So I trust Atkinson to do that because he's built a team from kind of scratch and gotten the most out of those teams. And, you know, if Redick can lean on personal relationship building and get the most out of his guys, then he has an opportunity to be a very, very good coach. But things can go sideways quickly in the NBA, so it's definitely a wait-and-see situation with him.
John Corrales, Boston Sports Journal, Locked On Celtics podcast. John, appreciate it. As always, we're on vacation next week, so we'll catch you 2 weeks from today.
That means I'm on vacation next week.
There you go. Perfect. We'll see you then.
See you, buddy.
Thanks, John. John Corrales with us on Downtown.